Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, April 20th, about 1 hour almost exactly after the equity market closed. Not really tons to talk about, both on the econ front, the technical side and the fundamental side, but I did want to point out a couple of things that I think is important for our portfolio construction. The main thing being, if you look at the S&P, and I find this to be very interesting, I actually had this conversation 2 days ago with a couple, and that was the idea that, and I was taught this a long time ago, you very rarely see what, again, this is on the technical side, triple tops, what's called triple tops. Now, the way that normally forms would be a push to a certain price, right? A retraction, 3 to 4 weeks later, another push, a retraction, and then a final third push, which then just pierces straight through and you don't revisit it for a while until it becomes support. Well, what's interesting about what we've seen in the marketplace, the equity marketplace as of late, is we've seen in a very short order, I'm looking at a chart right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, basically 8 attempts to get through this, what I'm going to say 4,200, the exact levels are about 4,190. Very difficult to get through. I do believe that we are, and tomorrow is Friday, so Friday is very unpredictable, but I do believe that we're going to see a final push through this area, in which case we can continue on with our plan to raise another cash position and look for a pullback down to 4,000 roughly in the S&P and continue on the idea that statistically we will end up at 44 to 4450 by year end. The reason this is important is because we do want to see actually a little bit of a pullback, really, because we don't want to see all of those statistical year-end ideas come to fruition in the first, well, really 5 months, 6 months of the year. It also, and you have heard me talk about seasonally, I'm not as big seasonally as I would typically be. Meaning that those statistics don't mean as much to me right now, but I will tell you that seasonally, May is the second worst month of the year, so I would like to see us pare back a bit of the equity market exposure going into that. Not necessarily 100%, or not at all 100%, because of the seasonal effect of May, but more so it just all kind of seems to come together at this moment. Obviously, we have a May 3rd Fed announcement, in which case I think it's pretty certain that we will raise another 0.25%, 25 basis points. I'm not sure that, well, I am sure that's not what is going to be the focal point of that meeting. The focal point is going to be during the press conference, what are they saying that they're going to do going forward? Now, this affects the equity market, it affects the treasury market, commodity, and currency markets. Now, as far as we are concerned, it really affects the equity, commodity, and the what I say treasury, but fixed rate space. So I do think if they come out, and I think likely will, say we're pausing for a while, you're going to see a boost in the equity market. Although that's not exactly what the Fed wants, so they may try to talk that down a bit. You are going to see, I believe, a dramatic drop in the fixed rate space. And I think you'll also see a beneficiary of that being in the commodity complex. And in fact, if you look at the commodity side as well as the equity side, we've seen a lot of rejection of lower prices. In other words, we see a very early in the day push to the downside, both in equities and not all commodities, but the ones that we are focused on. And then you see a late day rally. And to me, in my experience, that has always pointed towards higher longer term sustainable prices. So that'll be interesting to watch. We really haven't changed our game plan at all. Continuing to look at these specific levels in the equity markets. Also, we do want to, I guess the one new addition would be, we are looking at getting involved on the natural gas side as well as potentially on the grain side in the commodity complex, but in not a, well, in a less significant way in comparison to the equity side. All in all, though, we still believe that the year-end target is exactly what we've been talking about really for a long time now. Statistically, everything still points towards that. I do. What I can tell you is that short interest, not only in what that means, is the larger players in the marketplace are, I guess, less interested. The best way to explain it is they are less interested in the market going down as they were a year ago. In other words, they are buying the market as opposed to selling it. And so that all points towards higher prices in our mind. Now, of course, anything can happen. We have a lot going on going into the end of the year. I think next year will be a little more important in terms of geopolitically. But, of course, we're monitoring that on a daily basis. So with that, while I did want to keep it short and sweet, and I think maybe we did, just to summarize, we still think equities, slight pullback, ultimately higher. We think commodity complex, really not much of a pullback, but higher, and not really insignificantly. And other than that, of course, treasuries, fixed rates, if you're not already in one, you know, that ship may be sailing here pretty soon, in my estimation, in my opinion. But other than that, we will wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend, and look forward to doing this again next week.